outside is frightful.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday mornings at 10, only on News Talk 550 KFYI, the Valley's talk station.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
And Merry Christmas from the Mike Broomhead Show. It's ABC 15's 15th annual Operation Santa Claus, presented by Sanderson Ford and Sanderson Lincoln, going on right now. Bring your donations to Sanderson Ford, Sanderson Lincoln, or any UPS store near you. One of you possibly is going to win a brand new 2017 F-150 Super Crew truck or a Lincoln MKZ luxury sedan. For information to donate, see rules, list of events, and everything else, go to givetotheclaws.com. That's givetotheclaws.com. Here at KFYI, we are proud partners of Operation Santa Claus. Let's talk about Phoenix Police Department for a moment. Earlier in the week, Monday morning, Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, which is a police union. You know, I'm not normally a big fan of unions, but if unions ran the way PLEA runs, I would say that's what they are supposed to do. They do look out for the workers. They do look out for their officers, and they represent the rank and file street cops. Now, there is a Sergeant and Lieutenants Association, so supervisors have a union as well. This is separate. This represents rank and file street cops. They do represent their officers when there is a beef with management or when someone may get in trouble. They do have lawyers available, but they also look out for what's best for the city. They do the right thing. They went to the city when the city was in trouble 6 years ago financially and gave back real compensation to save the jobs of cops and to do the right thing by the city. And they got hosed for it. And it's a long story I'm not going to get into, but a hiring freeze was put in place 6 years ago. And they didn't hire new cops. And they also didn't replace the cops they were losing to attrition. So they're down over 700 officers in the city of Phoenix. And if you look at the numbers of where they're supposed to be, for a city our size, we should have one cop for every 2.5 cops for every 1,000 citizens is how it should be. We're at about 1.8 officers right now. And it is now dangerous. So what they're doing to try to meet their minimum staffing levels for patrol, the new chief, Williams, who has just come in the last few months. By the way, PLEA is pretty emphatic by saying they are not holding the chief responsible for this. They have the utmost confidence in the chief. She is doing what she needs to do with what was handed to her with these staffing levels. The city council and the mayor's office, city manager, they're the ones not doing anything to allocate the funds to hire the cops that are necessary. So there is called a rebid in which officers put in for where they want to work, what shift, what precinct, what part of the city they want to work in. And based on seniority, they're chosen to work different parts of the city. Almost 200 officers, sergeants, and detectives were told, you're going back to patrol in the new rebid. So you better put your bid in where you want to be. So they are going to have to bid for patrol positions instead of detective positions. So instead of investigating crimes, instead of putting people in jail, getting court cases to court, they are going to go back to patrol. So what you're going to hear in the next month or two, and maybe sooner than that, keep your ears and your eyes open. There are some names I'm going to give you. The mayor, Greg Stanton, you know Mayor Stanton, that name is very familiar. A name you may not know is Ed Zuercher, who is the city manager. He was hired when David Cavazos left the job. He was the assistant city manager, given a huge pay raise. I don't begrudge somebody that. When you take the job, you should get the money that comes with the job. But he's now got the job. He's the city manager. You're going to hear Mr. Zuercher speak out. You're going to hear Mayor Stanton and other members of the council speak out. And they're going to tell you, look what we're doing. We're moving almost 200 officers back to patrol. Patrol is going to be fully staffed. The streets of Phoenix are going to be get what they need. The people of Phoenix are going to have response to calls. Officer safety is going to be there. We're going to have great response times to calls. Everything in Phoenix is just fine. Hang on a minute. What they're doing is take them out of the investigative positions of detective work. So they're not going to have the detectives. So now the cops will be on the streets. They'll be making the arrests. They'll put people in jail. They will turn the cases over to a now depleted second line of defense, which is the detectives. So they've taken them from the second line of defense and they've moved them to the front lines because we don't have officers on patrol on the front lines. They're putting them on the second line of or taking them from the second line of defense. So the first line of defense will make the arrests and turn the cases over to a now depleted, understaffed detective squad that will now work immense amounts of overtime, not be able to keep up with their caseloads. So if you're a victim of a crime, you'll call the detective and say, "What's going on with my case?" And the detective's going to say, "We are really sorry. We are doing the best we can," which they will be doing. They will do it on a priority basis. The serial shooter guy that's driving around just shooting people randomly across the city of Phoenix, there are detectives working 24/7 on that case. Going to take priority over yours if you get something vandalized or something stolen or if you're broken into, burglarized, or something else. So they will tell you, "We're working your case as best we can." And unless you complain at the top of your lungs and get the attention of a supervisor, it will sit on the stack. That's how it's going to work. It's not going to be immediately felt. It's going to take 5 or 6 months, maybe 3 months, until those case logs back way up because there's not enough detectives. It's not the detectives aren't doing their job. There's just not going to be enough of them because detectives and sergeants will be taken off that second line of defense to go back to patrol. Why? The city is not going to allocate the money to hire enough officers, 300 to 500 officers, 600 officers, to get staffing levels where they need to be so that there are over 3,000 cops in the city of Phoenix Police Department. By the way, if they were going to try to get to that 2.5 officers for every 1,000 citizens in Phoenix, they would need to have about 4,200 officers sworn. That would be management, that would be detectives and sergeants and lieutenants, and that would be street cops. Over 4,000, about 4,200. We're nowhere near that, and we're never going to be because the city of Phoenix won't do it. So after you get outraged or somebody gets hurt, God forbid, what they'll say is, "We're going to need to hire a bunch of more cops." Okay, we're going to have to raise your taxes to do it. By the way, $500 million in renovations and upgrades at Sky Harbor Airport. Necessary? Absolutely. Something they want to do? Absolutely. Dog parks, swimming pools, libraries. Necessary? Sure. Priority over police? Nope. Let's fully fund the police department. Let's get those cops on the streets. Let's get 4,000 sworn officers. And then come to me as a Phoenician and say, "We're going to need to raise your taxes to build the libraries and to build the quality of life things like dog parks and recreation and remodel and rebuild the airport so that it's a better airport, even though it's a good one." You come to me and sell me that. But you fully fund the police department because that's the priority. You get 4,000 cops on the street. Don't blow smoke at me and tell me you got to raise my taxes to get police on the streets. It's a ridiculous proposition, and I'm not dumb enough to fall for it. And I will be on this from now until the cows come home because I live in Phoenix, and law enforcement deserves better, and so do the citizens of the city of Phoenix. I'm tired of it.